Hallelujah.
Radio.
Of Yahweh, we come here this morning. We're going to start this morning off with a prayer. My name is Brother Ward, Zakan Ward, and I'm here this morning to share with you foods for thought. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father Yahweh, as I stand before you this morning, Heavenly Father, I ask that you forgive me and those in Miss McCaw for all the wrong that we've done towards you this week, Heavenly Father. We come to you this morning with open arms, looking for your praise and your blessing, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, that those that are listening, Heavenly Father, they will listen with an ear towards you, Heavenly Father, and not towards me, dear God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that those who are infirm and unable to be here this morning, that a blessing be placed upon them, Heavenly Father. To all that's within hearing sight of these words, Heavenly Father, I pray this prayer in Yahushua's holy name. Amen. Okay. As I said earlier, I'm here this morning, and we're going to talk about foods I'm going to give you food for thought. Now, the last class that we had toward the end of last year, we were talking about the pH, the body pH level. And what I really want to do today is continue with that thought, but I want to have group participation because In doing that class, we talked about several things, and one of the biggest things is the pH level in our bodies lets us know about the acidity of our systems, and we know that cancer thrives in an acidic state. Our pH level from 3.5, I believe it is, to 7.5 should be anywhere from, I think it's 5.0 to 7.5 to be in a healthy range. Now, I've given the Yehudim that are here this morning, I passed out a lesson plan for them And one of the things that I'm asking for them from them is their reactions to their reflections, actually, on what was taught in the last class. Now, since that last class, you know, I have taken a few steps, you know, in my own life to move forward in a much healthier state. But let me try to roll this back for a minute. I'm a little nervous, and I'm pushing this a little fast. But let me just reflect on some things that came to me last night. You know, I really want this to be a group participation. There's some things that I want Brother Yaki L to reflect on. Brother Haba L, he isn't here this morning at the time anyway. But some lessons that they have given in the past that I've gleaned little things from that we should really be aware of. Brother Haba L, he spoke on the abstract and the concreteness of Yahweh. The Greeks thought in abstract, but Yahweh's word and his thinking is in concrete. And we want to try to, in some small way, fold that into this lesson on food for thought. Okay? But before I do that, I woke up this morning, and when I went to place my feet on the floor, the word was in front of me. And the page was turned to Lamentations. And if we could, let's turn to Lamentations 4. And 423, I think it is. Give me a second. You know, we just come out of a season of Feast Unleavened Bread, Passover, and in that season, you know, we were given certain things to remember. We were instructed on certain things to do. And it was all because Yahweh wanted us to remember not just the good that he had done, but remember all the bad things that we had done. And in Lamentations this morning, and it kind of struck me because they were talking about a lot of wrong things that had been done and how the people were crying, you know, just crying out to him, and how he really wanted them to remember, you know, like, hey, I am your God, and regardless of what you do, I'm always love you. I'm always going to be there for you. But there's going to be times when I'm really going to have to put my foot down and let you deal with the mess that you've created. Okay? But I think that was Lamentations, 423? Let's just start. I'm not going to read all of it. I don't want to read all of it, but just enough to give us, you know, a continuing thought on that. You know, this was during the period when the temple was torn down, Israel was in total disarray. You know, everybody was going every which way, idling gods, you know, doing all type of horrendous things against the word of Yahweh. But let's read forward here. Let's say 23. No, it must be 5. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, that's 322. I said 4. Okay, and I'm going to begin reading there. It is of Yahweh's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his compassion does not fail. They are all new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yahweh is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Yahweh is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Yahweh. It is good for a man that he beareth the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silence because he has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. It so be there may be hope. Let him give his cheek to him who strikes him. Let him be filled with reproach. For Yahweh will not cast off, for though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his kindliness. For he does not afflict willingly, but grieve the children of men, to crush underfoot all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Elohim does not approve. Who is he who says, and it comes to pass when Yahweh doesn't command it? You know, just to give you a little gist of what I read this morning. You know, that, you know, the theme continues. The theme continues, you know, to be steadfast in his word, and to not just to be steadfast in it, but to follow it. But I'm going to move forward now with the lesson. As I said, you know, this is my first class beginning, and I would like for this to be an open discussion on our last classes, and I would like everyone's participation, you know, to get their ideas, you know, the things that they did. And the things that they didn't do from the last class. So moving forward, let's take a look at the first question. Since our classes, what changes have you made in your life to promote health and wellness? Yes, Sister Talika.
I started taking my vitamins every day to make sure I didn't have any deficiencies.
Okay, and that's a good thing. You know, it's all about change. You know, we can't do everything at once, but a lot of these things, we, you know, just like this word we come into, we came here not knowing, and a lot of these things for the healthy side of us, we don't know these things that we're gradually learning, and a lot of what we may want to do is really to take a look at our bodies. Each of us had, you know, as individuals, our systems are different, and it requires, our system requires different things. A lot of us have different ailments, and take a look at those things. You know, after you all, you know, finish talking about the things that you've done, I really want to talk about some of the things that I've done, not to put the focus on me, but to put the focus on what Yahweh has done, because I've been through a struggle. I've been through a struggle, but it's only through the grace of Yahweh that I've made it through, and I'm continuing, and I'm continuing. Brother Fowley, you have anything that you may have done since the last classes to improve your health?
Well, I've, just like my wife, you know, I've started to incorporate other herbs within my system to get rid of, as they say, fat. So I'm trying different herbs to try to get rid of, you know, as in, I'm put like it's taking in good fats.
Yeah.
You know, because they say the good fats help get rid of the bad fats within your system to try to create a, you know, boost my metabolism, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I've incorporated more vegetables within my eating habits. I started preparing my food, you know, versus buying, you know, at lunchtime at work versus buying food outside. I started, you know, preparing my food at the job, which is, you know, cutting back on the amount of, you know, calories and salt intake and things of that nature. So I'm just
Well, it sounds like we're all on the right track. You know, these things take time, but if we continue to practice these things over and over every day, you know, we'll get our health to a point where it's at its optimum. And I really love what you said, because especially about the vegetable part, you incorporate more vegetables in your diet. It's through the green leafy vegetables that we actually began to bring our pH level into balance. You know, I think you and I talked before, and you had told me that your pH level was within the perimeter of being on the good side, and that's great. But still, you know, Yahweh put the herbs in the field as our meat, and there's a reason for that, and we will be getting to that, you know, but it's a reason for that. Brother Yakel?
Yes, I have also made some changes in my diet. I tried to stay away from eating as much bread as I used to. Try to eat a little more fruits, more vegetables on a daily basis. But I think I'm actually doing pretty good with that. I try to get up as much as I can.
Yes.
You know?
Okay. You know, that's, you know, I'm just going to say hallelujah. You know, it's a great day, you know, when we can actually say that we've given up things that we so enjoy, like bread, you know, these starches that we put into our body. Now, anything in good, I'm not saying not to eat this and not to eat that, but everything within margin, you know, everything, eat it. Small amounts of it instead of large amounts. Sis, have you?
Yeah.
Of course, you mid thought. Saw you writing. Okay.
I do have protein mix that I bought. I haven't incorporated it yet, but it has things in it that will help balance that, cutting out the starch, but giving the protein that I need, because I have issues eating. So I need something to supplement me not eating, period.
Okay.
Okay. And I was sharing it with the sisters. And a lot of times I don't want to. I just don't feel like if I don't eat, which is causing my body to have react to that. And so from that, because of that, I had to start taking medicine and trying to cut stress out.
And that is good. You know, stress is a major factor in a lot that goes on within our bodies. You know, thank you, sis, for sharing that with us. Wifey. have you incorporated any changes?
Well, interestingly enough, I'm gonna be the counter person. Because I went from being very conscious about what I was eating and doing the exercises, and I went to a place where I just ate everything that I enjoyed and loved, and I exercised zero, and literally in a year, I probably gained 40 pounds. And it was very difficult to get to the point that I'm at now, where I'm actually turning that around. And might have even been a little more than 40 pounds that I gained. And I could see the effects negatively of, like, we have stairs in our house, and I could barely walk up the stairs, and I definitely couldn't walk up the carrying my laundry. When I would come home from work, I really couldn't do anything, whereas I used to come home from work and I could run 6 miles or 7 miles.
But I literally, by the time I got home from work, couldn't do anything but lay in my bed, which I enjoyed. I liked it because I would eat and I'd come lay in my bed, and that was it. But just seeing the negative effects that it had, not just on my body, but mentally, and all those things made me desire to want to get back to where I was. So it's kind of like just like when you're in a word and you backslide. That's what they used to call it in the old days. So I did some backsliding. But now I'm changing, cutting out the sugar, eating more vegetables, trying to eat more raw live food, and started running.
Okay, great, 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 great. Okay. A couple of brothers just came in. Great class last night, man. Yeah. And that's another thing. You know, Yahweh is really blessing us with Rabbi and the Morays and the classes that they have on Friday nights. There's Bible 101. And, man, just sit in and listen to some of the word. It's really great. It's very reflective teachings, and that's what we're talking about right now, brother. Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, just a question for you then. What have you done since the last classes to make changes in your health, your eating habits?
Brother Yario, he got me with his MCT, the medium chain triglycerides, to help get some of this belly off of me, this flubber. But I've been doing really good with Lauren and almost eliminating all the sugar that I've been eating. So that's been good. But I don't drink enough water, and I know that. You know, I caught a cramp, a real bad cramp this morning. It shot through my leg, and I couldn't even stand, you know, because I was dehydrated. And that's a lot, you know, your body reacts that way. Your muscles cramp up and this, that, and another. And it was very painful because my body was just like, it needs water to keep functioning. But I know it's like for everybody, but we're still in that process.
Yes.
Again, exactly.
Yes. Yes. And that's where this we're on a journey. We're on a journey, and the journey started some months ago. And as long as y'all give us breath, we're always going to be on this journey. Always. You know, we didn't come here as I said earlier in the optimum of health. This is a process in which we are trying to get there. You know, that's what this class is all about. You know, each one teach one, each one come and learn a little something, go home and take what it is that you need from it and use it in your life, okay? Last question. What areas do you feel you could improve in moving forward? Anyone?
Water.
Water. Okay, one of the brothers say water. Water is a lifeline. Our body is made up 6% water. And on Passout that I gave you, there's a chart that actually shows you what your urine would look like if you don't drink enough water. You know, and I think that's a good thing because a lot of times, you know, might sound a little gross, but, you know, do we, you know, actually look at our urine, you know, after this? You know, is there signs in there? You know, that's the same thing with our poop. There's signs in there, you know, whether it's hard, whether it's soft, you know. Those are signs of just how your system is functioning, just how your system is eliminating. Those are signs, okay? But is there anyone else that would like to say what they're doing or how they feel, you know, moving forward? Sister Kalithia?
Job, and I'm trying to, like, I see this woman walking up and down York Road all the time. I'm going to try my hand at walking to work. I don't work that far since I do sit down for 8 hours pretty much in the course of the day. I'm
time I had walking to work and see how that worked out.
Okay.
Just give my body like a jump start in the morning.
Okay. And that's a good thing. It's always good to incorporate a little exercise in our eating. You know, our weight determines a lot of things. Our weight determines a lot of things. It determines whether or not we have high blood pressure. It determines, in a lot of cases, not all cases, it determines whether we have high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, back pain, leg pain. You know, there's a lot of things come with our weight. And any type of cardio that we can do to get a couple pounds off here and there is always a good thing. You know, it does the heart, makes our heart stronger. It puts more oxygen in the blood system, helps to feed the cell, our blood cells. You know, Yahweh, when he made our bodies, he knew what he was doing. You know, there's not another creature on this earth that has the capability of thinking the way that we do. You know, they don't have the feelings that we have. You know, now there are some animals that that do have maternal instincts. There's some animals that don't. But Yah, when Yahweh put us together, he put us together very intricately. He knew what he was doing, and he also knew that in doing so, he had to put something in place for us to have to nourish each and every part of our body. You know, I really don't want to get into that today. That's going to be on another class because, as I stated before, the herbs of the field, that's what they're for. You know, he's got herbs for our digestive system. He's got herbs for our blood system. He's got herbs for brain health. He's got herbs for liver health. He's got herbs for liver kidney health. You know, like, hey, he thought about it all. He thought about it all. Okay, I gave a little pass out this morning, and I'm not gonna go through all of them right now, but just the front page of it. Read, the sign of a good doctor should be how many patients he can get off medications and not how many people he puts on medications. You know, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get off medications. We're trying to get off medications. You know, I'm going to go into what I've been doing since I last taught. Well, since I last taught. My last class, you know, I spoke a lot about pH and also spoke a lot about herbs and the healing of our bodies with herbs. And I left away from that class thinking that I use herbs, but I've never actually sat down to use herbs to target and to actually treat the different ailments that I have, high blood pressure, cholesterol, borderline diabetic. Matter of fact, I just went to my doctor just this past week. But I go to my doctor every 3 months. She got me coming to every 3 months because all my life I've been borderline diabetic. My sugar, I take my sugar count every morning, and my sugar count had been anywhere from 150 to 180, and that's too high, you know, but just like with the blood pressure medication and the cholesterol medication, I didn't want to take the I didn't want to take any insulin or any more pills. I just detest taking pills. But you know, I left away from here with the thought that I was going to try and do something, and what that something was I was going to go on a 7-day cleanse, not a fast, but on a 7-day cleanse where I would cleanse my body. Now, from my last class, which I think was in December, up until coming right into the Passover, I heed and I hard, you know, in my younger days, you know, I can recall fasting for a week at a time. And that one time, We were fasting, just drink water. And at one time, now at no time did I give the Almighty the glory that He deserved, because I thought it was all me. Now, when I first got this thought, it was a real good idea, something that I felt I needed to do. But as time wore on, I became afraid, and I became afraid because I didn't want to give up what I was eating. You know, I didn't want to give up my fried chicken wings every now and then. I didn't want to give up my fish. I didn't want to give up my muffins from Whole Foods. I don't eat a lot of bread, but I love them muffins from Whole Foods. If I'm in Annapolis, I go get me one. But coming right up to Passover, I was really afraid. But the Sabbath before Seder, it came to me that you're not going to eat anymore from Seder for a week. And all you're going to do is juice. So Seder night, that was the last time that I actually put any food into my mouth. Okay. Now, I came, I had the Seder meal, which was great, bro. And I left up out of there, and the next morning, I proceeded to juice. I juiced for 4 days, right up until that Friday. And that Friday morning, I got a ping on my phone from one of the brothers that I listened to on Facebook, Brother Patrick Doves. And he was going on a 7-day detox and a cleanse. I said, oh, boy, here we go. So what did I do? From that Friday until now, that's what I've been doing. I give all the glory to Yahweh. I haven't eaten anything, like I say, since Seder. I've been drinking coconut water, juices. Well, I just started juicing again yesterday. But primarily coconut water. I've been drinking a tea that has about 17 herbs in it. Herbs to clean out the liver, the kidney, I mean, you know, all the organs, the colon, and a lot of lemon water. That's what I've been drinking. Now, how do I feel? Fantastic. Give all the glory to Yahweh. I went to the doctor just this past week. That was routine, nothing I set up to go along with this. Just one of my routine, you know, visits. It was time for me, just so happened it was time for me to go. When I went to the doctor, blood pressure, I've been taking my blood pressure every day also. But my blood pressure, 120 over 81. My sugar count, bam. Actually, I haven't taken, from the time I took my blood pressure and found that my blood pressure was down, I haven't taken any medication since. And with her blessing, Yahweh, I'm not going to take it. You know, the journey that I'm on, I feel real good, you know, but I'm afraid because it's a struggle. Every day it has been a struggle. I've had to pray, you know, a lot and ask Yahweh to, you know, take thoughts from my mind. It wasn't hunger pains, but it was just thoughts of wanting this to eat. You know, just to put something in your mouth. You know, I thought about eating things that I don't even eat. You know, but the thought of eating has just weighed that much on me. But going forth, the struggle is going to be even harder. Like I said, I like the way that I feel. I love the fact that I'm no longer on the medications. But the struggles are just beginning, because now I'm going to have to come up with a way, another way of eating that will not take me back to where I was. Where I have to start on this medication again. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, watch what I put into my system. And more than anything, what I'm finding is, you know, the herbs that Yahweh has put out there for us are the things that's going to make us healthy. I'm going to have to find a way. I'm going to be taking these herbs for these different things I got going on. You know, there are some pills that you can take. Herb itself is hard to find, that will keep your blood sugar low. You know, there's different herbs that you can take to keep your blood pressure down. You know, astragalus and a few others. But these are the things that, you know, I'm going to have to put into my life on a daily basis and watch what I put into my stomach on a daily basis to going forward. You know, it's really a good feeling. It really is. You know, I woke up on some mornings, just to give you an idea of how it feels to have done that. Some mornings, there's no energy, you know, in the beginning, but then I drink my coconut water. I'll drink some coconut water, and I get a little energy, and I'm able to go on, you know, for a while, and then I drink some more coconut water. Some days, you're irritable. Some days, you just don't want to do anything. Because I saw one day, I woke up, man, I may as well stay in the bed where I felt. And that's what I did. Thank God I'm retired. I can do that, you know. And I just laid back down. You know, I had things to do, but I just had to put them on the side for that moment, you know. But Yahweh is good. He is good. Because like I said, I struggled through this. But it's only through His grace and mercy that I'm able to stand here this morning and tell you all. You know, I'm not telling you all this, you know, looking for any accolades, but I just want to, you know, I did this for me, but for you all also, to show you, you know, that these things are, you know, what Yahweh has put out there, they work. You know, I've always believed that, You know, they really do work, you know, but we've got to find a way to incorporate these things into our lives in order to improve our health. You know, I say a lot of, you know, how, you know, I want to be as healthy as I can. I want to be able to, as I go into later stages of life, having some, you know, being able to get up and go and do the things that, you know, I may want to do, or the things that Yahweh allow me to do. You know, He has a task for all of us. You know, but it's only through us maintaining this that we're truly going to be able to do that. You know, we have a task. Yahweh has given us a task, and the task is to spread His word throughout all the kingdom. You know, we can't spread that word if we're home in the bed, you know, dealing with these ailments that we put on ourselves. We're going to talk about that a little later, too. You know, Yahweh's put a lot of great things on my mind to bring here. You know, we're going to talk about, I'm getting off subject, but we're going to talk about a lot of these products that we use, how they affect the body. You know, right down to aspirin, you know, the hair greases, the lotions. You know, we're going to talk about some of these cleaning detergents that we use. You know, it's, here we go, terrible. It's terrible. You know how these things are being manufactured and actually put on shelves, and people pay money. We actually pay money for these things. Right. We actually paying somebody to kill us. Right. Sounds crazy, but it's true. It's true. We're paying somebody to kill us. And a lot of times, just because we don't know. You know, I've been looking at these little words that we can't pronounce. I wonder why they're words that we can't pronounce. You know, is, you know, on back of these, even on food, they got words on there that's 100 letters long. You don't have, you don't know what it means. But still, you go there, you buy that stuff, you take it home. You don't know what it means. You know, in the news this week, they were talking about diet soda. Just to give you a little glimpse of what I'm attempting to do in the coming weeks, they were talking about diet soda. And how diet soda causes Alzheimer's and all these other things. They've been knowing that for years. I actually sat up last night and looked through that. They've been knowing that for years. They've been knowing that for years. You know, but it's all because I can't pronounce the name of that stuff. But huh? Well, that's exactly what it is. But they got a long name for it. They got, here again, they got one of them long names, can't nobody pronounce, and you don't understand. But we buy it anyway. But that's not the only thing. There's several things that they have in those Diet Cokes, those Diet Sodas, that's harmful to the body. It's a shame. You know, but I could never understand how somebody could drink something anyway that can get rid of rust. You know, drink something that can, that gets rid of battery acid. Come on now. You know, it's I don't know, it's a little something wrong with that. But, you know, we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned by these very same people that that are harming us. They condition us to these things. You know, as followers of Yahweh, you know, he constantly tells us, and we hear it in every service. We hear it in every service. He tells us, you know, that, hey, you are my people. Follow my ways. Follow my ways and not the ways of the world. You know, he tells us, you know, to come together, you know, to do things together, you know, to, you know, leave that alone. Now, we can't totally leave that world alone, but we can make efforts in the areas that we can to be self-sufficient individually and as a konin, as a group. And that's something, as one of the brothers had spoken in on one of the Sabbath, you know, that's something that we need to change to do. You know, this healthy living thing is not a cheap thing. It really isn't. And some of, you know, sometimes we don't do things because we can't afford it individually. Individually. But as a group, you know, we can do a whole lot. You know, there are ways, there are things that we can do as a group if we come together. I got a little bit off point. I'm going to veer back to the right again. You know, we serve an awesome God. And just as with the Israelites, the Hebrews, when they went astray, he always did something to smack them in the back of the head like the teacher used to do to make them get back on the right track. You know, we're headed in the right direction, family. We headed in the right direction. You know, I'm not going to go through everything in here, read everything, but what we're looking at now, family that's listening, you know, I have some pass outs that had given out this morning, and what we're looking at right now is a urine chart, and it actually has different colors that the urine would look like if your body isn't hydrated or it is it is hydrated, and the first step here is clear, is transparent. The next one in that stage, that's where you that's where you really want to be. You know, actually, your urine is never going to be clear and transparent unless you're not eating anything at all. You know, I found that out during these past how many days it is. You know, I found that out. You know, because when I wasn't eating. Well, when I was juicing, it was one color. Then when I stopped juicing, wasn't doing nothing but waters, it became clear. Clear as drinking water. Okay? Then you had the pale yellow perhaps, hair clear. It shows this means that you're healthy, hydrated, and everything else health-wise checks out great. Okay, yeah, the dark yellow says if your urine is dark yellow, that means you're still doing all right, but that you should probably drink some water soon. This doesn't mean that you're dehydrated. Instead, it means that you're still healthy and doing fine, okay? Then you got the amber, you got the brown, and the dark brown red, okay? Those are different stages of urine. But water is really important, not just to keep the body hydrated, but no matter how many herbs you're taking, if you're not drinking water, those herbs are just laying somewhere. You know, you have to drink this water to constantly flush. That's what you're doing when you're drinking water, actually. You're flushing. You're flushing. You know, you're flushing your liver. You know, and in turn, your liver is treating all these other organs. You know, it's sending off, you know, sending bile to your stomach. The liver is a fantastic organ. It has a whole lot of different jobs here, not just cleaning our blood. It has a lot of different functions. But without the water that we take in, it just sits there. It's got to be replenished constantly. So, you know, if we aren't drinking water, you know, let's incorporate water. You know, they tell us to drink 8 glasses. Do we really have to drink 8 glasses of water a day? I don't really know. You know, try drinking 2. Try drinking 3. You know, drink a little bit more than what you had, but if you haven't drinking any at all, drink some. Okay. There's inflammation. What's this? 20 tips for chronic inflammation. Here again, you know, inflammation, when we think about inflammation, you know, we may think about a little pain, but we don't think about, you know, swelling and bloating, burning skin, dark circles and bags, itchy ears and eyes, constipation, fatigue. You know, inflation can manifest itself in our bodies in various ways. But here again, Yahweh to the rescue. Zinc, fresh fish, fresh oil, vitamin D, probiotics, organic, no GMO.
What exactly are probiotics?
Probiotics. It's culture primarily from animal fat that they have been used to put good bacteria in our gut. There's millions of bacteria that's in our system, and there's just as many bad as there are good, though you want there to be more good bacteria than there is bad bacteria, but it's through probiotics that we get the good bacteria in our system. It helps our stomach to function properly, helps the elimination of waste in the system. Helps the elimination of waste in the system.
That only comes
in pill form? No, actually, you can get probiotics in a lot of different ways. You can get it through yogurt, curd. You can get it through anything that's fermented. I heard some people talk about they were eating a lot of, sister back here, I don't know, what is that? Onion pickles, there you go. Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, you can get it from sauerkraut. There's a lot of different means that you can get it. You know, you don't have to just use the probiotics. I do use the probiotics myself. It's for Wise Men, I think the name of it is, Nature Sunshine. And it's about 40 billion. I try to use a capsule of that every day. You know, but all of those things, they're good for the it's good for the digestive system. And that's, you know, it's all put here by Yahweh for the use of our bodies, you know, for us to continue to live in good health. You know, we got different spices, ginger, It's good for the stomach. It's also good for inflammation. Oregano, turmeric. Turmeric is one of those herbs. Seems like turmeric is good for everything. But always remember, if you're taking herbs for ailment, try to use herbs in combinations. They work better in combination. That's like turmeric. Turmeric works much better when it's combined with black pepper. So, you know, always try to use herbs in combinations if you're going to use just one. Yeah, try to use it with a combination with another one. Yes, sir.
Dealing with herbs, if we use herbs as seasonings for food, is that good enough? Or should we take, or should we just use it as some type of tea? Some pill food?
It's a good thing to use herbs to season food, but primarily it's much better to make it a point to take and make yourself teas from the various herbs that Yahweh has put in the field for us to attack whatever may be going on with you. And the reason why I say that is you're only going to get small amounts of the herb if you use the seeds in your food. But if you drink in the tea, that's something you can drink 3 or 4 times a day. So, and believe it or not, you know, another good thing about herbs, these medicines that man give us, they kill us. There's only a few herbs that you can take that does the body harm. And I say that to say, you can, you know, if you taking something, if you're drinking a tea that's heart healthy, you can drink that tea every day, every day, and there's no side effects. Taking my blood pressure medicine every day, you know, like it killed me just thinking that the blood pressure medicine I was taking had so many daggone side effects. Affects your liver. That's another reason why I was going back and forth to the doctor. Every time I go, they check my blood, make sure my liver count is correct. That was another reason why, you know. So it's benefit to, you know, having to get rid of those things, you know, because you take a pill for one thing, and it's hurting something else.
Right.
You know, 20 years from now, continue taking this medication, I'd be taking something for my liver. But that's the way that they have us. Going right back to what this chart said before. The sign of a good doctor should be how many patients he can get off of medications and not how many people he puts on them.
Right.
You know, they know. They know. You know, they don't really know as much about health as we would want them, especially when it comes to a more natural way of living and eating. But they know these things are harmful. Things are harmful. Yeah, sis. Yeah, Yahweh is good. He is good. Okay, let's move on. Let's go, I don't know what page it is, but let's turn to this page where it has the juice cures on it. Okay, everybody found it? Now, on here, okay, on one side, there are symptoms. And then on the other side, on the left-hand side, we have the symptoms: headaches, ulcer, high blood pressure, kidney detox, eyes, constipation, hangover, and nervousness, whatever. And then to the right, you'll find the different vegetables that will help to eliminate those ailments from your body. Now, none of us should think that taking any herb is going to give you instant relief, because it's not. It's not. You know, we got to be mindful of the fact that when we put Yahweh into our body, that's what those herbs are, because they're clean. These herbs are clean. We're putting herbs into a system that is not clean. So we've got to be vigilant. You know, we've got to be patient with these herbs. We got to take these herbs every day. Every day to see the benefit that Yahweh wants us to see. You know, and it really doesn't hurt to pray when you're taking these herbs. Ask Yahweh. You know, ask Yahweh to, you know, to come inside of us and help us with these different things that are going on with us. But, you know, there's juice cures for depression, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, kidney stones, stress, fatigue. You know, it's here. Yahweh has put it in the field for us, family.
Right.
Yahweh has put it in the field for us. We just have to be obedient to his word. You know, we've talked before about the fact that the foods that we eat are really not considered unclean. We all keep our diets. We all eat a clean diet, stay away from the pork, shellfish, the fish without scales, hooved animals. We don't eat those things. But let's pay a little more close attention to all the other things that we eat. You know, I spoke a little earlier. I'd hope that Brother Habel L would be here this morning, but he isn't. But for a moment, let's just talk a little bit about the Greek and the Hebrew, the abstract and the concreteness of some things. You know, for a minute, you know, I thought about that. And at one point I said to myself, you know, there's no way that, I can say that the foods that we eat are concrete. You know, in Yahweh's thinking, when we say concrete, you know, these are things that are visible. You know, these are things that things that you can see, things that you can smell. You know, we're using the senses, you know, to see what the word is telling us. And I really wanted to find a way that I could show, you know, we can't see how, well, as I say, the foods that we eat, our diet is a clean diet. But is it really what Yahweh wants us to eat? Okay? Now, when we're looking at, I really want to get this right. When we look at the food that we eat, most concrete things are singular, first of all. Let's take a look at some things that we eat, okay? When we go to the store and we buy a can of peas, for instance, is that singular or is it plural? The can of peas, are we eating just the peas or are we eating with whatever else that's in the can with the peas? You know, peas are in there. But there's also some of these things I cannot name. You know, they're adding, you know, Yahweh put the peas in the field for us to eat. He didn't put the salt. He didn't put all these other additives in the field with the peas for us to eat. He put that one thing. But we've been conditioned. Go to the store and buy the can of peas. We're doing what man wants us to do. We're slowly killing ourselves. You know, and not just with the can of peas, but and a lot of what we go to the store, processed foods. All these processed foods. I don't know if it's in here. I've got a lot of these little things on my handout as classes go along. But these processed foods are just that. You know, and one of them, one of these little handouts is something about if it's processed, walk away from it. You know, we should be eating whole foods. That's what our system was originally made to consume. Now, we say all the time, moderation. Moderation is the key. You know, we've got to find a healthy balance for each and every one of us. You know, we all individually have to find a healthy balance. You know, what we can tolerate, how much of any one thing that we can tolerate, be it sugar, be it flour, or these processed foods that we eat. You know, I can recall a long time ago, you know, all families had gardens. Families had gardens. It wasn't going to the store buying all this stuff. You know, they could have gardens. They could walk in the backyard and find gardens. You know, but what has occurred is, over time, this is what has happened. Man has come up with a way to kind of sort of force us into eating the way that we eat. You know, he takes up so much of our time. We have a job that we go to every day. There's stress on the job. We got families at home. We got to come home and cook. So what do? We go to the store and we buy things that's going to allow us to prepare a meal for our families, not thinking how healthy or how unhealthy it is, but prepare a meal for our families just so that we can do the other household chores. Now, we really have got to find a way to get out of those habits. You know, start preparing our own. You know, wherever you go to John or wherever, you know, it's a start. You know, it always doesn't have to be organic. You know, I think it's a play on words a lot of time when you use the words organic, natural, and you know, there's, I think, three different forms of organic. You know, I think it's a play on words. But instead of buying it in a can, make your own. Steam your own, however you want to cook it. But you're not taking in these long words that you can't pronounce when you're eating. You know, your food will be a little bit more concrete. Your food will be a little bit more in the way that Yahweh put in the field for us. Our systems aren't made to handle a whole lot of sludge. That's the reason why it's good for us. And as a practice, I'm going to be practicing every 3 or 4 months now. What I'm doing now, I'm going to be doing it again another 3 or 4 months. You know, it's good for us to clean the sludge out of our system. You know, if you're tired, you're fatigued, that's because of all of these chemicals that we've been putting into our systems. You know, it's compounding now, you know, and we got to clean it out. And the only way you can clean it out is to rest the organs, give it no food, give it nourishment through what you're taking in through the liquids. But you got to flush that stuff out. You really do. You know, Yahweh has put in place a complete system for us. Let's not ignore it, family. Let's not ignore it. You know, this is a great time of year. This is a time of year when the farms are getting ready to open up, when a lot of vegetables and different little things are going to be readily available, you know, for us. You know, the farmer's market, I love the farmer's market down here in Baltimore on Sunday mornings. Haven't been there. Didn't go down too much at all last year, did we? You know, but I love it down there. Great atmosphere, all different types of fresh vegetables. You know, you got about I don't know how many different farmers you don't have down there. So anything from free range chickens and eggs, you know, all kinds of vegetables. You know, like I said, and different fruits, apples, peaches, watermelons, in season, of course. You know, but let's avail ourselves of some of these things. You know, really, I believe the farms should be opening up sometime next month. Spinach, probably some beets, kale. And the good thing is this year we had a light winter. And some of that stuff grew over the winter. I had some lettuce in my garden that I didn't even bother about going out lazy. Didn't bother going out there and cutting. And still growing. It's still growing. Some, what is it, red leaf lettuce? I don't know what it is. But, yeah, it's still growing. I actually went out there week before last and cut the leaves because the leaves were getting, they gotten large and it was white. I don't know what the white was because I don't put the fertilizer enough. But I took, cut them off and I was surprised how quick they grew back. But the farms, like I said, should be for some crop, there probably will be a early harvest for them. Not all, but for especially the winter crop. They had a chance to get them in the ground because there wasn't really no real hard frosts, you know, so the ground wasn't frozen where you couldn't work with it, you know, so that's a good thing. But all in all, the vegetables, the foods that Yahweh has put out there in the fields for the consumption of our bodies, he uses medicine. And we use these herbs and we eat the various foods that Yahweh has put in place for us in a proper manner. You know, a lot of problems that we have, we can eliminate. Truly. You know, just, you know, as I said before, just don't give up. You know, if you're taking the herbs and you feel as though it's not working, not doing what it's supposed to do, wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. You're going to get a breakthrough. You're going to get a breakthrough. Because you got to remember, the herbs are working in a system that really wasn't prepared for it. You know, it really wasn't prepared for it. So it's going to take a while for those herbs to work through the system and become become proactive and do what it is that it was intended to do. And we serve a mighty God, Yahweh, and he will give us what we need. If we seek it, if we seek it. And once we seek it, we've got to use it. You know, I give all praise and honor and glory to him because, like I said before, you know, I don't know how many days it's been. I haven't even counted. But for me not to have put anything in my mouth other than on Sabbath, I'll eat some of Yahushua. And that's been it. That's been it. You know, and for as much as, you know, I wanted to eat, you know, I haven't. And it, the thought hasn't consumed me. But when it does come to me, that thought does come to me, I pray to Yahweh and ask that he remove it. He removes it, and I'll just go on. Don't think about it anymore until the next time, you know. And right now, I feel good. I really do. The struggle for me is just beginning because I want to continue down this road, and I've got to figure out a way for me, you know, because my body is different than the next guy, yada, yada, that a way to eat and continue to keep my blood pressure low, my cholesterol low, and this diabetes thing off of me. So that's my next task. And, you know, in the days going forth, I'm going to, you know, when I have to, you know, I'll write notes just to remind myself. But I say these things to you all as an encouragement, really, as an encouragement to do a little bit more, to do a little bit more. And I'm going to, as I journey, I'm going to inform you all on what it is I'm doing and how I'm feeling. You know, even if I, you know, should, as Sister said earlier, backslide, I'm going to let you know that too. It's part of the process. It's part of the process. Falling down and then getting back up. Falling down and getting back up. And it's not, you know, I thought from December up, right up until Passover, I thought it was such a hard thing to do. Started the journey with Yahweh, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was.
Right.
It really wasn't. You know, I feel confident in knowing today that what I did was for the right thing. What I did was for the right thing. And, you know, it's nothing that we can't do without with Yahweh. It's nothing that we cannot think about that we would want to do without Yahweh. As long as we have him in our life, we can do it. This has been a real eye-opener for me. You know, because not only did I stop eating some of the foods I was eating, but I also, I would buy newspaper every day. The only time I bought a newspaper is on Sunday. And I hadn't even read that. And primarily, I stopped doing that because I hear so much, I come to service and I hear so much on top of what I think it was Brother Yaquiel. He had sent me a text sometime last year about serving Yahweh, taking the time, you know, and giving it to Yahweh. And I'm a busy kind of guy, been this way all my life. You know, Yahweh has blessed me to be able to do a lot of things that I want to do. I can honestly say that. And being this busy person, you know, I've had to, coming here and hearing the Sabbath lessons that Moray's and Yaquiel give, you know, I've had to actually get rid of some of those things. I got rid of the newspapers, okay? I don't read the newspapers. It gives me more time to get into the Word. You know, I love my, everybody like television. I like a lot of crazy stuff on television. I haven't watched any of that. I haven't watched any of that, you know. But, you know, I stand before you all this morning. You know, I really feel good. You know, and the way I feel, you know, I want everybody to feel this way. Now, I'm not saying that you feel bad. I really don't. But it's a difference today than it was yesterday, for real. And, you know, because of Yahweh and the blessing that he's put on each and every individual in here that come forth with the word, you know, maybe I'm hearing something. And if I am, thank Yahweh for it. But, you know, those are the things that I've done, like I say, and I just want to, you know, share them with you all, you know, have you all rejoice in all of that, because it is, you know, it's a joy. It's a joy. Whenever we can, you know, it's like shaking the devil off, really. You know, none of us want to take medication, especially us men. Not that blood pressure stuff, that cholesterol stuff, we don't want to take that. You know, it takes something from us when we do that. You know, but Yahweh has a system in place. He has a system in place that will allow us to get rid of those things that man gives us for these different ailments. You know, I'm going to end this crash right here. And, you know, you can, in your leisure, look through the rest of this little handout and, you know, take what it is that you need from it and what you don't need, you know, leave it where it at. You know, maybe sometime later on you might come back and pick it up and find something else that you need. You know, don't throw it away, though. Don't do that. But are there any questions? Okay, that's it. Food for thought is food for thought. Take what you need and what you don't need, leave it where it's at. But remember, this is Yahweh. You know, what Yahweh is giving us, nobody can take it from us. He can't. No man can take away from us what Yahweh has given to us. But, like anything else, if we abuse it, if we don't use it, we know what the different challenges that's put in front of us. So, you know, let's, you know, think about, you know, the things that's been said this morning, and use what we feel we need for each and every individual, and move forth in Yahweh's light, His love, to a healthier life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we'll close with a prayer. Well, Yaquiel, would you give us a prayer, please?
Sure. All rise. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Gracious and merciful Father, Holy One of Israel, we come before you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day of life you've given us, for allowing us to come together on your Holy Shabbat. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word that you have ministered to your people, through your servant, our elder, Zaken Ward. We pray that you continue to uplift his heart and his mind and fill him, Heavenly Father, with the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding, that we may all receive that food for thought, Heavenly Father. But more importantly, Heavenly Father, we pray that you strengthen each and every one of us individually so that we can make the life changes necessary, that we may strengthen the body that you've given us, Heavenly Father, that we may go forth in this world and do thy work in the name of your Son, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Heavenly Father, we ask for thy grace and thy mercy to be upon us, that you forgive us for our sin that we have committed against you knowingly and unknowingly. We ask you, Heavenly Father, for strength to submit to your will and obey your voice, Heavenly Father. And we ask these things humbly and sincerely before thee. Holy Father, for those who are unable to make it today, may they still receive your Shabbat blessing. Strengthen them, lead them, and guide them by your Spirit. For those who are on route, we pray that they all arrive safely, Heavenly Father. In the name of your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you have rejected his instructions.